Hello, all my beautiful people. So this one is going to be a little different this week. I didn't record a new episode for my show, but I have a new project that's come out with Original Geek, and it's called Original Geek Beyond the Panels. So I am going to be playing episode one of that for you, as well as having the website to where you can find that show and follow it there as well. It will be coming up on Spotify and all kinds of other places after the show airs. That way it can, you know, be distributed everywhere. But I hope you enjoy this, and I hope that you continue listening to my show and this new one that I'm bringing to you. So without further ado, here is episode one of Beyond the Panels.
My car is in the front yard, and I'm sleeping with my clothes on.
This is your fault.
Came into the window last night, and you're gone. Gone.
What the?
Yeah!
You know we're recording, right?
That's good.
Are we?
Yeah. Yeah. Leave it in.
We are. That's how we're going to start this one.
Yeah. It's hard to be back when you've never came the first time.
Okay. You can't say that.
I technically...
Hey, PG brother.
You don't know where I was going with that.
Okay.
Anyways, so this is our first recording that we've done after a con. This is Beyond the Panels. I am Jared. I have with me here today Sean.
Hello.
Nick.
What's up?
And Luke.
Hola.
He's actually Spanish.
So, yeah, we're just going to kind of do this discussion today and talk about everything that happened and pretty much whatever the heck we want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what'd you guys think?
We just got back to the Airbnb. From PTX Con, that's in Paris, Texas. In case you, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, but there's an Eiffel Tower in Paris, Texas.
I've heard that.
Many ones got a cowboy hat. I don't know if you know that or not.
For the people listening to this, he said it the whole way down here, reminding them that there was an Eiffel Tower in Paris, Texas.
At this point, I think I'm at least at 50 times I've said it in the past two
days.
Well,
not to mention that when we drove up to the con, when we drove up to the con, he just stops the car and jumps out. And I thought he was going to, because I had dared him to run up and run up to the top of it.
But can't get up there.
Yeah, well, it would have been amazing had you tried, though.
You could have climbed it.
Yeah,
you could have. And, yeah, stop.
You're
point
a quitter. That's the problem.
Did you know that there was this here? Oh my god. Stacia and I were in the car behind them, and we're like, what the heck is going on? We're trying to figure out how to get into the building and everything, and he's telling us that, you know, there's an Eiffel Tower here.
I feel like that was probably what you were saying most of the time you followed us anywhere during this drive.
Yes, yeah, that's true, yeah. I said, Nicholas, quite often.
Yeah, Curly.
That's usually how people live their life around me, though, so.
Nicholas?
Questioning.
Oh. What's going on?
I thought you were making some kind of, like, improper joke there.
They you mean my second one? My second one?
Yeah.
2 minutes into the podcast?
So this was my first time being a guest at a con, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I started out, I had a lot of energy at the beginning of the day, but by the time it was over, I was exhausted.
Bro, that's just cons. Yeah. That's just cons in general.
Yeah.
Especially like a one-day small cons like that where we're at. I mean, it's just, it's really hype at the beginning, and then it goes down real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, and when it dies, it dies.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, takes the horse out back and shoots it, and it's just dead. I mean, there's no slowly dying at those cons. It's just
you can feel the air getting sucked.
Yeah,
out of
it's just place, it's so. It's crazy.
It was about, I mean, it was what, 3 hours before it ended. We got there super early.
That's true.
Like, we got there at 8 o'clock. It didn't start till 11.
That was a mistake on my part for not figuring out what time it started. But at the same point, I don't think I've ever been to a con that didn't start at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. True, true. Well, and I mean, there were some people that thought that it did start at 10. Like, okay, so there was another book there called, I can't think of the name of it right now, but it was the Ghoul Squad. The Ghoul Squad book guy, which we actually met him.
The novel guy?
Yeah, he was at ArtCon in Yoshio. Yeah. And so he came by and asked, and he was like, man, there's nobody here. I was like, well, it just opened. He thought it had opened at 10 o'clock because he got there when we did and started setting up. So he thought it was, you know, 10 o'clock too.
Well, the problem was is that whenever we did that event, reason I got there at 8 is because when we did that event at Kapow, it took us like an hour and a half to get set up.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it afterwards was, now to think about it, was, you know, putting the books for 8th day into the bags and boards, which sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were more prepared this time for this con, so we set up and tore down, like, quicker than I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, set up we did in like 30 minutes, yeah, so we're like 8:30 we were just chilling.
You'd rather be early than late, though.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. That's
true. And so, and by the way, sidebar, shameless plug for Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas.
that's our comic book shop. And so, you know, go there, get your comics. Or, you know, if you're not from there, support your local comic book shop. We support all local comic book shops. And you should, too.
And maybe one day here soon, you will see our comic in your local shop.
If you have a local shop,
yeah,
and you don't have our books in there, please have them contact us today at originalgeekcomics@gmail.com or on our socials, which we'll hit those up sometime.
Yeah, we got one of those cool link trees now. So.
Yeah, we got a link tree that linktr.ee/originalgeek or whatever it is.
Yeah, O-R-G-N-L.
No vowels in the original.
Yeah. Except for the O.
Oh, crap. I didn't even know that.
You're a writer.
I didn't know O was a vowel.
Amateur hour.
But isn't it O is a vowel unless it's at the beginning of a word and then it's a consonant?
You went to public school, didn't you?
Yes. Did you not go to public school?
We're not talking about me right now.
Okay.
But yes, that's the... Hit us up on our socials. Yell at your local comic store that you want to, that you want them to carry Original Geek Comics.
Like Vengeance.
And 8th Day.
And Paladin. So you can get that as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All of the great comic books from the Original Geek at your local comic shop. Make it happen. Yeah. Fun times.
I wanted to say, like, one of the things I liked about the con.
The con. Yeah.
Like, one of the things that I liked about it was I thought, like, the cosplayers went hard there. Mm-hmm. Like, there were some really good cosplays.
There was.
And I think I've gone to a con in Missouri just, like, to go. But, yep. Like, this is really my first, like, out of state, like, doing something like this and, like, being with, like, a group and doing, being, like, a guest or whatever with the group. And, for the majority, like, everyone was very nice. People stop by, they'll talk to you and stuff. But, like, the cosplays, especially the Viking, like, Mandalorian or whatever the guy was.
Yeah.
That was really cool. And then there was a Morticia and Gomez Adams.
That one was cool.
They did a good job on that. Yeah. And so, I don't know. The cosplaying was really cool.
They had a lot of kids, too, cosplaying.
Well, 12 and under were 12 free.
True. Yeah. But, I mean, you see that at a lot of cons, though, it's 12 and under, 8 and under, whatever. And I felt like there was a lot more kids at this con than normal ones that I've been to.
Also, for, like, the size of the venue and the, like, size of the town, I guess, that we're in, that was a good crowd.
For a very spread out and where the location is in the town,
because
it was kind of, like, off the beaten path.
Yeah.
To have that many, I thought it was really impressive. I was really impressed. I had a good time.
Yeah, I did, too.
Absolutely.
Until that con, then it was just, like...
The fatigue hit.
And it hit hard, and I was done.
Yeah, I went over there and asked you. It was like, anyway, how bad do you want to leave? You know, so,
pretty bad.
Yeah,
pretty bad.
And to be fair, you weren't feeling well because
I had a headache. I popped 4 ibuprofen, 4 Tylenol, and it still didn't touch my headache. I had to go get 2 Excedrin out of the car.
So the 4 and 4 at my house is called candy. So
that's what stages.
Yeah, whenever at my house she says I need candy, I know that means to get her 4 and 4.
Stasia being Jared's wife.
Yes.
So, just in case you were wondering.
And she's the lady who makes the merch for my podcast and for Original Geek as well.
So. Yeah, good merch. You can see our merch on our website, originalgeekcomics.com. We'll be coming out with some new merch. Red Vengeance shirts.
Yes.
The new Original Geek logo that we have with all the characters. You get those on shirts. 8th Day shirts, got those. So,
you got the other Original Geek logo, the one that Sean got. That's the... I don't think we have any like that.
The Original Geek where it says, always original, never ordinary?
Yep. Yep.
That's
yep.
The new one that's coming out, though, right?
You can get that one as well.
Yeah. Yep.
So we got, you know, three different new designs. Four, if you count the 8th Day ones, too.
And I did want to mention that on your books, on 8th Day, on Vengeance, there's multiple covers with multiple artists. And we actually happen to have an artist here that did one of the covers, which is Sean.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So,
true.
All of the covers are great. Mm-hmm. And you should just check them out. The stories are great in the books. I mean, I'm not involved with any of the art stuff, so I feel like I can kind of, as an outside person, say
you that. You had two covers on the 8th Day because you had the Kickstarter exclusive chibi cover.
Yeah.
So, and then for Vengeance issue 3, you just did just a chibi cover.
Yes. Try to mix it up since, you know, we went pretty hard on the covers for Vengeance 3 with a lot of, we have a big pool of talent that are doing the covers.
Mm-hmm.
I just tried to stand out with like or not. So I thought, I can't compete with some of this as far as me trying to draw my more detailed style. So like, I'm a big fan of Scotty Young. He's a huge influence in my art. So I wanted to kind of emulate his one of his styles that he draws. So yeah, I went with Chibi. And I think we actually had somebody say they were actually going to pick that one today for the pre-order or the Kickstarter.
That was Billy. That was Billy.
Was it Billy?
Okay. Yeah, Billy said that whenever he was pre-ordering, he was pre-ordering the Chibi cover.
Shout out to Billy for picking my cover.
From Billy and Jim. Saw them today from Zero to Hero podcast, which your podcast, if you give a dad a podcast, is part of the Zero to Hero podcast network.
Correct.
And
you were recently a guest.
Yes. A couple weeks ago, I was a guest on there. You can find that. Is that on the link tree? We'll just say yes.
Sure.
Sure.
I know what my link tree it is, but we can put that on there. I don't know if we put that.
We can put the Zero to Hero one.
We can. We'll put that up there because I think we have every podcast.
Well, I don't need to put your the one that had that girl, that was an extra on with that
No,
girl.
We didn't do that one.
We don't need to put that one on there, but the Zero to Hero one, let's put that on the link tree.
Right.
So technically, while you're listening to this, it is on the link tree. Go check that out. which you could have found the link in the show notes, right?
That's the way time travel works.
Yes. You're welcome.
We're talking to you from the past and the future.
The past is the future of the days of future past.
Yep.
Yep.
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me, Marty. Anyway.
So, what else did you like about the con? They had a lot of guests there. And once again, Jared did his Willin' and Dylan game, got like all the guests to be on his podcast.
Yeah. I just went down through with my business cards. And it was funny because I would talk to the first one, and the one right next to them would be listening in. And then, like, it was almost like they were just, like, waiting when I came up to them. Like,
they were just waiting for you. Like,
yeah.
It's like, please.
Although there's one guy that I think he's told me that he's fairly new into voice acting and stuff. He just started working with Funimation. And so whenever he heard me drop names like J. Michael Tatum and, you know, Phil Parsons and Jason Douglas, you know, he was like, I could see it out of the corner of my peripheral vision. He was just like getting really excited. Then when I got to him, he's like, yes, you know.
He just said yes. It's like before he even said anything, you're like, hi. He's like, yes, I will do your podcast, sir. Yes, sir.
But, they were all really cool. The first one I talked to was the guy who played Spinner on My Hero Academia.
Right.
And he set up early like us.
Right.
So
yeah, he was there.
He
early.
Was just in the corner by himself, and I was like, oh, you too, huh? You know, because we were earlier than most people there. So he was really nice.
Yeah, you had him before 9 o'clock. Before we even went to Walmart, you had him.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, you got Spinner. I was like, I just went to the bathroom. Calm down. I wasn't even started yet. Yeah. Man.
We were one of the first people to set up.
That's true.
We were not the first.
Yeah. There was. But then it hit hard right at like 10 o'clock. So, but yeah. So very impressive, as always. Clean the full sweep there, just full like sweep. You did at ArtCon. Yep. We get a full sweep on the guests. So impressive. Yeah.
I'm still working on getting those guys on the show from Archon. So
I know.
I had to tell these guys, it's like, it's going to be a while before I get you on. You know, because I'm already booked through. I think Jeremy Hahn is the last one I have in May that I'm going to be recording.
And then you got to get Phil Hester.
Which, apparently, did you know that Kevin Mellon's like, I guess he's like friends with him and stuff. So,
oh, is he?
Yeah. So he, the way he was talking when he was on my podcast. So as you're listening to this, you will have already heard the Kevin Mellon episode if you're coming from listening to my show. And he talks about, you know, working with Phil Hester and stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, kind of mentoring there. So.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So you got to get Jeremy Hahn. Phil Hester.
Yep.
You still have to get on, and then the dude who was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Isaac Singleton Jr.
Isaac Singleton. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't reached out to him yet. I'm going to, though.
But, so. Yeah, so you, by the time this comes out, Kevin Mellon will have already been on there. Buster Moody and Cullen Bunn.
Yep.
So you're, like, halfway?
Halfway,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you still got, how many guests did you get today? Like, six, at least?
At least six. Okay. I think it was more than that.
It was quite a row of talent. They had them all lined up, and he had them all up. So yeah,
that's crazy.
I also got a couple of wrestlers. I'm going to have Fuego del Sol on my podcast.
Nice.
And then there was Devian Black, who sat right next to me. And I've had his tag team partner.
You blanked him?
Yeah, I blanked now. Carter. Yeah.
Gotcha.
On the show, and so I'm going to now bring him on. So
cool.
Yeah.
And you got then that cosplay girl. She's going to be on.
On If You Give a Dad a Cosplay.
If You Give a Dad a Cosplay, which is part of your If You Give a Dad brand.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
If You Give a Dad a brand.
What's her name again?
Charlotte.
Okay. She was dressed like Han Solo.
Yes.
Okay.
She was.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
Yes. That one. She was cool.
Yeah. She was.
She likes some of the art in Sean's folder.
So what goes through your head whenever you're going to go talk to these people?
I kind of try to feel out how, you know, because some of them aren't as approachable as others, but today they were all really very, you know, forthcoming. They were very happy to talk to you and stuff like that. So, but I just try to find a way to talk with them to where they feel comfortable, you know, so I don't want to just like walk up and just fanboy out on them.
Right.
And I try not to do that because most of the time they just internally roll their eyes at you if you do that. So I just try to treat them like treat them like everybody else wants to be treated. Treat them like a normal person. And most of the time they're really happy to come on and talk to you on your show.
So, for backstory, just of how I met you, was at NWA Con last year. I was a vendor, and then you come up to me and was talking to me about your podcast, and then we ended up becoming friends from that.
Yeah. And now you can't get rid of me.
Unfortunately.
You're like glitter.
My question is it easier now than was it that NWA Con to approach people?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, do you find that after ArtCon it's easier? Because, like, ArtCon, I know that me and Sean were making you go talk to some of the people.
Yeah.
Because we're like, no, you go talk to them right now.
Yeah.
You're Jared, and you've interviewed Phil Parsons. And I was like, you're If You Give a Dad a Podcast. They're lucky to be on your show. Remember that?
I just told them to quit being a...
I think you said that to me today too.
I mean, that's my general way of encouraging.
So do you feel like now, since of that, since it was so was it easier to get people today?
Yes, I feel like I gained confidence.
Okay,
you know, I mean, because when I first did it, it was a joke. When it was J. Michael Tatum, you know, I wore my podcast shirt and I had already had JBL kind of make fun of it, you know, because I was like, what the heck does that even mean, you know? And so I was kind of like, oh, this is dumb. Well, then I went and talked to this dude, J. Michael Tatum, and I was just like, hey, maybe when I become famous, you'll be on my podcast. And he was pretty much like, I'll be on your podcast now, and gave me his email and all that stuff. And after that, it was kind of like, opens your mind, be like, okay.
If I can get him.
Yeah, exactly.
If I can get J. Michael Tatum.
Then I can get Colin Bunn.
Then I can get Colin Bunn.
Yep.
I mean, to be fair, JBL probably didn't even know what a podcast is.
He has a podcast, though.
No, he doesn't know what it is.
He doesn't know. He's just talking.
He's just talking. Oh, no, and his podcast, pretty much, all they do is yell on there.
Oh, yeah.
He brings on, like people who can barely hear, it seems like, sometimes, and they just yell on the
Thunderbolt
podcast.
Thunderbolt Patterson?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I've listened to a few of his episodes. And, I mean, they're fun because he brings on a lot of older wrestlers and they tell stories from being on the road and everything. But it's...
Well, I've heard a lot of bad stories about JBL anyway, so it's not really, you know, surprising to me that he would...
The whole Mauro Ranallo thing.
That was the main reason why why Mauro left, right?
Yes.
Well, and then the JBL kind of had to leave, too.
Yeah.
That was just Okay, cool. So that's fun.
It is fun. We got some other stuff coming up that's going to be really cool too.
Yeah, the next con we have is Metrotham Con.
Yep.
May 17th through the 19th.
Not Metrotham.
No.
Metrotham.
Metrotham. We learned.
We did.
And that is in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yep.
It's a 3-day con too, isn't it?
3-day con. I've never been to a 3-day con. They got a lot of cool guests.
You're going to be real tired.
Yeah, super tired. Sunday will be like, either buy these books or don't. I've
never been to one as a vendor or guest or anything. The biggest con I attended was ACON in Dallas, Anime Convention, one of the bigger ones in this country. Yeah, 3 days is amazing, but we are going to be dead that last day, especially running a table.
Right.
You know, interacting with people, which is always amazing, but it takes it out of you.
I'm just going to have, like, a caffeine drip, you know, come Sunday.
They got a lot of big people there, like Lou Ferrigno, Mick Foley, David Yost,
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, who's Constantine, Manu Bennett, who was in Deathstroke, James Marsters from Buffy.
Yeah.
Personally,
a bunch of Disney voices, like Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, my wife's excited about Pocahontas.
That's the only reason I said it.
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering, like, I haven't looked down the guests. I see a lot of the actors and voice actors. I'm really hoping for some comic book guests for, like, writers, artists, and stuff like that. Because, I mean, actors are great. Voice actors are great.
So they do have a separate list on there for that, too.
I'll look it up. I'm excited for a big comic
book. Well, a big comic book person that's going to be there is Original Geek Comics.
Right.
Original Geek Comics.
I haven't heard of them.
Me neither. Most people haven't.
Yeah.
Yet. So, you know, they're going to have us out there. And I think we're going to do some panels, right?
Yeah. We're going to do two, I think.
Two.
Yep.
Two. We're going to go beyond the panels after that.
That's right.
I see what you did there.
You like that?
No.
No. That's probably
Inception?
That's probably while you're listening to this. Then we'll be recording the other for the next episode.
We should do it on probably Saturday, not Sunday, because we're just going to be like, in the car on the way home.
Yeah, definitely Saturday.
Yeah. So, it's going to be fun, though. I'm excited about that. We've got some other cons that are going to be coming up as well. We've got one in June.
Yeah. I'm a guest at Saline County Comic Expo, which is Father's Day weekend, just Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
So June, 15th, 16th?
I believe so.
Okay. And I'm a guest, so...
None of us. Just
me.
Just you, yeah.
But, I mean, I'm going
to
bring you.
We're not allowed to come.
You be there, but you're just, like, nameless cronies. That's basically what it is.
That's how I like it.
Go get my drink.
But y'all are in my bio. The bio is just basically Original Geek bio.
Right.
Yeah. Just, it has a little bit more about me in it. Right. But
you're
the
founder.
I mean, yeah. I mean.
You're the OG of OG. I mean, that's the, right?
You're the
Original Geek. That's true. Geek. I am the
Original. We would like to make an announcement, though, that from now on, if you see Nick in public, you'd like to be called Mr. Helms.
Please. Mr. Helms. Yes, please. Thank you. That's more likely for me to sign things if you call me Mr. Helms.
Mr. Helms.
Of course, if you call me anything else, I'll probably sign some too.
Lieutenant.
Oh, man. Tell
the story. Finish the story. Finish the story. That's one of the funniest things that's happened.
Oh, God. But I forgot, before Matrotham, we actually have the Vengeance 3 release event at Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas, of which you should go buy some comics from. We'll be having the Vengeance Issue 3 release event, where we will have pretty much the entire crew there, except for you.
Except for me.
Except for you, because you suck. No. Anyway.
You won't drive 4 hours to come down
just
here.
For a, come for out
a book release like, that he had nothing to do with.
Just to stand there and watch us sign stuff like Luke does. You know,
with my hands behind my back smiling.
That's not.
I'm bringing the Negan back next time. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah!
And oh my God.
I know, right? A Negan bat?
Yeah.
Not the baseball game you're paying attention to?
There is an Arkansas... While we're recording this, there's an Arkansas Razorback baseball game going on in the background, and they just lost the game on a walk-off home run in extra innings. So that's what somebody was upset in the background.
If you hear that, I'm pretty sure you will. Because it was really
otherwise
quiet.
Cut all this sports bullshit out.
What the?
If you can't hear it, just cut out all this sports stuff. So
I just wanted to explain in case it did come through. So.
Speaking of Vengeance 3, when it does come out, there's 6 covers. We have the classic cover by Jake Jackson. We have the city cover by Cameron Aislinn. We have the chibi cover by Sean Litton.
Woo!
Yeah. All right. We have the angel cover from Eric Cushing. We have the Adriana cover from Mike Pitts, and then we have the Norrell cover from Ron MC.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Six covers, which you can pre-order those now at originalgeekcomics.com. We can ship those to you. We got local pickup and drop-off options as well. Those are free. So yeah.
Did you? I mean, you did mention that this is the end of the first arc, too.
It is. It's the end of the first arc. Which also ends phase one of our Original Geek operation. Mm-hmm. We'll be going into phase two after that. Plenty of stuff that's going to be announced pretty soon. Going to that new stuff, new comics, new ventures, new merch, new everything.
New universes, kind
new
of?
New universes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
New comic universes, new everything. New stuff coming.
New stuff. So, what you can expect from this podcast here, we're going to have these probably whenever we go to a con, you'll have one of these type of episodes. But we're going to have other stuff that happens as well. I am going to be going in depth with different people who are in Original Geek, talking about their process. You know, I'm going to have Sean on here, and we're going to talk about his process when it comes to creating characters and his work. You know, we're going to talk with Nick about, you know, his process of writing and coming up with these stories. We're going to talk to Luke about his music and stuff on here and his process. You know, there's going to be a lot of different things going on this show.
And not just us. Well, I mean, you'll have other people from Virtual Geek. You know?
Right. I'm also going to be trying to bring in some of the guests that maybe you've heard on my podcast as well to kind of talk about stuff as well. We're going to make this a lot of fun. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you haven't listened to Jared's podcast and you're just new to this podcast and you're like, what's Jared's podcast? If you give a dad a podcast, you can find that on all podcast platforms now.
Yes.
And speaking of your podcast, it was featured as a Podbean podcast of the week not too long ago. So
that's true.
And as we've said a while ago, you've had a lot of great guests. So it's a good podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
And they're just normal conversations with semi-famous or famous people.
Right.
So,
yeah. Famous in our own minds.
Famous? Yeah. Well, whenever I was thinking of whenever you said going, talking all the process, for some reason, whenever you said me, I thought to myself, because we haven't had enough conversations between me and you on podcast.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, I've only been on there 3 times.
4 if you count the little piece that we put in on the Ericademia episode. Oh. That was the 4th time you were on my podcast.
Oh, that's true. 4 times, because I even said that I broke your record.
Yeah, that's right.
4 times.
Which somebody's about to tie you with that. Next month, actually.
Nice.
So, Justin Lee, the wrestler out of Oklahoma.
Oh, okay, the one that likes Batman, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about, we both are going to pick a wrestling movie, and we're going to talk about those. So, like The Wrestler or Ready to Rumble or The Iron Claw, you know, something like that.
Is that that Von Erich movie?
Yeah. Okay. Iron Claw. I still want to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's on Prime.
Is it on Prime?
$5.
Okay.
I need to watch, I believe it's Dream Street.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone, Terry Funk.
Oh.
I want to say one of the Free Birds is in it. Like the 70s.
Gordy?
Like. Maybe Gordy, something there, but yeah, it's a lesser known Stallone from one of his early ones. I want to say Dream Street, and it's just Rocky with wrestling.
Oh, cool.
But again, the Funker in his youth when he was actually, people forget if you watch, if you're used to seeing Terry Funk only in the Attitude Era.
Right.
You forget, the dude was actually pretty swole back
then.
I remember it surprised me because I forgot how he, a young Funk. But that's a wrestling movie I would recommend checking out.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that one out.
Man, I hate that he's tying me now. I'm going to have to be like, Jared, guess what? They're coming on their podcast again. Go ahead and book me. Oh, that's okay.
Is this called Dream Street? Or Street?
Street?
Street.
Street.
Okay, Dream I believe Street. It's something like that. Some, or, no, sorry. Paradise Alley.
Okay. That was way off.
I know.
Right? It's like, the same thing. Dream Street and Paradise Alley.
I explained before we started this. I'm tired. So first shut off, up.
Those words are actually synonyms.
I was just trying to see.
Oh, now you know a synonym, but you don't know O is a vowel or not.
A cinnamon roll.
A cinnamon roll. There's cinnamon rolls.
I just draw the picture. You handle the words. Shut the.
Well, Tom Waits is in that movie.
Man, now you're going to beep that out.
Oh, yeah.
I warned you.
You don't beep stuff out, do you?
I don't. Not anymore. I don't mind. I used to.
Billy and Jim beep stuff out.
They do, yeah.
I noticed that.
I'm sorry.
But they were just on Ben's podcast, which you're supposed to be getting on there.
Right.
And he was like, I can't, because they did so much on his podcast.
It was crazy. Yeah. I listened to it, and I was like, this podcast is nuts.
Can I make a request? If you do decide to censor me, I need it to be LA Knights. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I have that. I can actually send that to you.
Sweet. So it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, kids, for my language.
With everybody saying, Sean Litton.
Sean Litton. Yeah. Nice. Anything else did we want to discuss?
I think we covered quite a bit in this. We hit that half hour mark. You know,
we're about to play a murder mystery game.
We are. We have one more night in Murder House 2.
With no fire pit.
We need to tell them what happened when you got here. You know, and you opened your closet. So we'll lead with this. So the first one we went to was Archon, and Sean told us about this movie that we needed to watch, and it's called
Barbarian.
Barbarian.
If
you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's great. And,
it's a good movie.
My wife and I watched it, and Nick watched it, and he was messaging me about it and everything. And there's a scene in there with a calf bottle that she's trying to feed to people. So
anyways,
so what we did is my lovely wife bought one on Amazon, and I put it in my backyard for about a month, you know, to get it all nice and gross. And then when we got here, we put it in Nick's closet. So when he opened it, that was the first thing that he saw. And
really freaked Sean out.
Sean was about ready to leave.
Sean was ready to
leave. Oh, I saw a baby.
He goes, we're dead.
Sean was like, had his bag in his hand, and he was like, I am out of here.
Hey, look.
It was amazing.
Bye. As the resident half Latino, I am not white enough to stay in a scary ass house. I'll rate up. Yeah. And walk. Sorry. Beep that again.
Yeah.
And walk.
Yeah.
Walk.
But yeah, it got me. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, nope.
It was legit.
Head for that door.
What's crazy is I thought it was already here, and I just thought it was like something, and didn't even know that Jared had actually brought that.
I mean, I figured, like, you know, of course it was like, yeah, somebody set up, but I had to make sure because I looked at Jared. You got here before. It's like, you put that there, right?
he waited a minute.
I could tell he struggled to admit to it, but then he finally.
I can only imagine that they were sitting on this couch in here just in anticipation, holding the couch.
That's why I was sitting right next to her, and we were like, oh, they went in there.
I was like, guys. guys, come look at this closet. I just thought it was cool because the closet doors look like it's a wardrobe.
Yeah.
And you're open up, it's the closet. And that's what was crazy, I already opened that closet and looked and didn't
look. You didn't even notice it there.
Didn't even notice it.
I saw it on the floor immediately.
What would you have done? Because you guys had already picked out your room before you got here. What if you could have done if he's like, no, I have to sleep on the right side of the house. I can't sleep on the left side of the house.
I would have found a way to get it in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah. And again,
excused himself to his room and then just went to my room after that.
Exactly. Oh, sorry, went in the wrong room.
I was gonna say, just for the so you can get the full context of why it freaked us out, go watch Barbarian.
Yes.
A fantastic horror film.
If you haven't watched it, please watch it.
Also, there's a review on my YouTube channel, Scream Queenie, that you can watch a review that me and my friend Ainsley do.
Oh, speaking of video shows, what a great time to plug in your Scream Queenie.
Yes, exactly.
And also, while you're listening and watching stuff, go ahead and go to Spotify and search up your 3 Miles from Providence band.
Oh, yeah, my band. Yeah, from Providence. Please check us out. We're going to have an album coming out soon. So, yeah.
And I'll actually be having you on my podcast here really soon as well.
Yes.
Cool. Yes. Well, since we're doing cheap plugs, if you don't mind YouTube channels that rarely ever upload, go check out Bearded Cabin Productions, where I used to be fairly active and have a lot of podcast and video content, video game related, anime talk, nerd talk in general.
You get a lot of archive content.
But don't forget to hit up Original Geek on all your socials, like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
cheap plug,
TikTok. We're on all of it, but you can find them all at linktr.ee/originalgeek, and the only one vowel is the O in original,
and then ee in geek.
Oh,
yeah.
He's a writer, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, for original, I mean,
yeah.
Okay, originalgeek.
There you go. It'll be in the show notes of this episode as well, so you can find it there.
I had to check my spelling. I was like,
Buy Original Geek Comics. Available where Original Geek Comics are available.
That's correct.
They're available where they're available.
Hey, but much easier.
That's a shirt.
Make it. We need you to make that statement. Original Geek Comics. Available where Original Geek Comics are available. But yeah, you can find all our comics though on originalgeekcomics.com, and you can also read the first issue of Vengeance for free on there.
Do it.
Boom.
Now.
And then you can pre-order issue 3 and get issue 2 sent to you for free digitally. Oops, I made a mess.
Well, he just ruined the electronics.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to this first episode of Beyond the Panels. My name is Jared. Once again, joined by Nick.
What's up? Thank you for listening.
Thanks. And Sean.
Sorry for cussing.
Not really.
Good night, y'all.
Not at all.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Beyond the Panels with Original Geek. If you like what you hear, make sure that you tune back in and listen to all the other episodes that will be coming soon. If you like the music, you can find the full versions of it on pixabay.com.